Let's bring him in, the teammate of Al's brother and Luke Wilson, Jeff O'Neill, with us here on First Up. What's up, man? How you doing?
Is this Wake Up Woodbridge or no?
I believe that's at 9 a.m. I don't know, but listen, our phone lines are always open for you, O. Yeah. And I know you took some issue that something with that Carlos said earlier in the show about Matthew Tkachuk making his return to Calgary tonight. I thought he was going to get booed. I think he's going to get booed tonight. Coco doesn't. Where do you stand?
Do you actually think the fan base is going to take solace in the fact that he gave the Calgary Flames a heads up and that he could have left? Like, the bottom line is he said, I want out of here. I don't like playing here. So he's going to get booed. He ultimately got what he wanted, and good for the kid because, I mean, you only got so long to play. You might as well do it the way you want. But he's definitely going to get booed. I don't think a Canadian market like that, when somebody says, I want to go elsewhere, they take it lightly. So I think the boos are going to rain down on him tonight.
You want to wager a Gratier lunch meal on that?
Buddy, I'll bet you $500 that he gets booed tonight.
Okay, wow. That's a big wager. Look, the way that I look at it is, I don't know, I didn't really sense that there was much anger in the fan base when he left, because he didn't really say, trade me now. He said, I'm not going to commit to signing long term, which means...
But Coco, that's ultimately saying, like, it's the Canadian market, man.
No, I get it. So,
and they're going to say, you know what, screw you, man. And I love Matthew Tkachuk. I love the whole family. I love the way they play hockey. But the fan base is not going to take that. They're not going to say, hey, welcome back. He's not going to get the Jonathan Huberdeau reception that he got in Florida, where everyone was like, welcome back. Booby dooby doo. Yay.
Dressed like a seat night in Florida, too.
It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. AK's right on this one.
That's all right.
I guess we'll see. I don't sense it. I mean, do you think he's going to get a tribute video?
Oh, yeah, he'll get a tribute video, and that'll get booed right off the screen.
You think that's going to get booed, too?
He's right. Wow. No, I think I'm totally with, though. I think that's exactly how it is. Because, and I don't know if it's a Canadian thing. I think back to, remember when Goran Dragic came back with the Raptors? Yeah. And, like, it was like, the story was the Raptors, they did it in conjunction. They're like, yeah, just go do your thing. We don't want you. And then he comes back, he gets booed. Canadians, they take it personally when someone slights them. And Matthew Tkachuk slighted Calgary. He didn't want to be there. Well, he didn't want to slide long term.
Look at the situation between him and Gaudreau. They're different. Gaudreau left, and they got nothing for him. And at least Calgary,
he was an unrestricted free agent, Carlo. It's a big difference. It's a big difference, bud.
I don't see it as a big difference, because Matthew Tkachuk had one more year before going to unrestricted free agency, and he allowed the team to restock. Bringing in Huberdeau,
he did,
and
but his intentions were clear. His intention was never to be in Calgary long term. Yeah. He didn't want to stay there. So ultimately,
I think it's a fair argument for both sides. You guys believe he will. I believe he won't.
And we'll see who's correct. Yeah. We were talking about this earlier. Jeff O'Neill, by the way, is our guest from Overdrive, TSN hockey analyst. Coco was saying how his record, I guess his most career games in a row with a point, was 7 in a row. And Mitch Marner last night, he had a goal. That's now 17 games in a row with a point. Was there a point in your career? I'm sure that you've had a lot of point streaks. What was your longest, and do you start pressing at some point, trying to continue it? Because, I mean, for Marner, there's been no issues at all, seemingly night after night. But what do you remember about your career and your longest point streak? All right, there you go.
Did he just say,
I was curious. I don't know what.
Flushed.
Yeah, I guess maybe he's gone.
Wow.
He didn't like your take on Matthew Tkachuk, but I'm sure the O-Dogs had a double-digit point streak as far as games in a row.
I think so.
Oh, he scored 41 one year, right? So, is he back? Oh, we were asking you about your point streak. Do you remember your longest?
I think it was 10 games, and I definitely wasn't pressing, and it was like assists only. So I was like, that was my only way out of the doghouse, because when you're supposed to get points, it's all about points. So it kept the flies off my back for a little while. But I think it was like 10 games and it was assists only, so it's nothing exactly to write home about.
Oh, I mean, obviously we talked about Mitch Marner, but what about what the Leafs are doing right now? I think early on in the season we all share the same sentiment about this team and how they were struggling and just with the way they were playing, but how do you feel about this team right now?
they're playing damn good hockey, I'll tell you that, and they deserve all the credit. It's just, it doesn't really mean anything if they don't get an award for anything, Coco, as you well know,
right.
But it's just, what they've done is they've set up something where they can hold each other accountable, where they understand what it takes to have success, regardless of who's in the lineup. And the key now is to continue that when everybody gets healthy and comes back. I think sometimes when you get veteran skilled players back, the tendency is to maybe take your foot off the gas, and there's maybe not that hunger of the guys that are fighting and dying to stay in the lineup or have prominent roles like a Sandin and Liljegren. I think they're loving the idea of kind of being important players right now, and they're fighting for that, and they deserve that. Something I kind of questioned is, you know, they had that responsibility, they could make the most of it. But they are, and it's really good. They're playing a team game, it's sustainable, and they're playing winning hockey. Matt Murray has shocked me. I was awfully concerned, as you can imagine, with what happened after the practice, after the first game against Montreal. So things are looking positive. They all deserve their flowers for what they're doing right now. And you mentioned Mitch Marner. I mean, you talk about McDavid and Draisaitl and guys on the Devils and maybe the Boston Bruins, but if you talk about like a quarter pole guy that's been the most valuable to his team, you got to throw Mitch Marner's name in the hat because he's been that good.
Yeah, he really has.
I mean, I heard you, AK, talking about just all the different elements he brings to the table. This isn't about like skill plays and toe drags all night. He back checks, he forechecks, he kills penalties. It's like a workmanlike attitude and mentality out there. Individual success, and he's kind of leading the charge right now, and he deserves all the accolades he's getting right now. He's playing really well.
Jeff, is there an update on the host of Overdrive, Brian Hayes? Is he going to be ready to go for this evening, or will there be another Al's brother hosting appearance? What's going on there?
I honestly, if Hayes is not feeling well, I hope he takes the week off, because I don't want to hear anyone sick. I don't want to be around anyone sick.
Amen.
I don't want a sick vibe. It seems like when people talk about getting sick that I work with or what, I just get sick myself. So he needs to take all the time he gets, because his future replacement, Al's brother, is ready to rock.
Yeah, we got to get Al's brother a clothing budget. Apparently, that's coming in. I believe the TSN higher-ups have approved it. He's heading down to, what is your preferred clothier, Coco?
Oh, God, I'm drawing a blank on the name.
I think we used to have a deal with Tom's Place. I don't think think O-Dog's going to Tom's Place. But
how about Al's brother yesterday? He comes in outside the radio studio and he goes, "You got a tie in your dressing room?" And I go, "Yeah." I go, "It's right down by Studio 6 across from the green room." He doesn't go in my dressing room. He goes into the green room, and there's a collection of 12, like, Randy River ties in there that nobody likes.
Yeah.
And he thinks that's my dressing room, and he grabs one of those ties, and he comes back and he said, "Is this yours?" And I said, "No, where in the hell were you?" And he said, "I was in your dressing room." And I said, "No, you weren't, because there's no way in hell that I would wear that tie."
Well, and I knew it, too. I saw the tie, and I got a text from Al's brother explaining that same situation. And I'm like, that is not a Jeff O'Neill tie, for sure.
That's hilarious.
I'm sure he kept it. That's his new go-to for weddings.
Yeah, Indochino's the place.
Indochino.
Go-to for weddings.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough look on the tie. Jeff, thanks for doing this, buddy. Always great to catch up. Maybe a regular appearance like we used to do? What do you think?
You guys can call me anytime you want. I don't care.
All right, it's just a matter if you'll answer. Thanks, O.
Thanks, bro.
See you
all right. That's Jeff O'Neill from Overdrive.
He's going to keep that tie for a wedding.
Yeah, no doubt. Man, I saw Jason Robertson's goal last night just now. Have you seen this thing? Like an absolute rocket.
He's got his 19.
19 goals in 23 games. He's having a ridiculous season. He's second in the league in scoring.
Yeah.
And
first in goals.
Yeah, he is. Like, I think if the season were to end today, he and McDavid would be very close in Hart Trophy voting. Very close.
Yeah.
And you look at the Dallas Stars. I mean, Jamie Benn is back. He's over a point a game. Sagan's close to a point a game. Ottinger's playing great.
That shouldn't come to a surprise, because if people follow Pete DeBoer's career, minus his NHL debut that he had in Florida, every time he's gone to a new place, he's had immediate success. Like when he went to the Devils in his first year, he took him to the Cup Finals. When he went to the Sharks in his first year, he took him to the Cup Finals. He didn't have that success in Vegas because they played in a bubble coming out of it. And I still think that he got the short end of the stick there. I don't believe he should have been fired. But now he goes to Dallas. They're leading the Central.
Man, Robertson's having a massive statistical season. Like the shots on goal. He scores almost every night. Again, 19 on the season for Jason Robertson.
Yeah.
Shout out to him and shout out to the Dallas Stars. A great start.
Oh, Kucherov's
the season.
Another guy.
Kucherov's having a huge year.
Third in league in scoring.
Yeah, very quietly, too.
Very quietly.
In Tampa, it's been quiet, but they've been, I believe they won six of their last seven. They're getting hot. Well, and the Toronto Maple Leafs, Boston Bruins, you know, Florida will get it going for sure. And
I think so. They had a chance to get it going yesterday. They had a 3-2 lead with 9 seconds left in Edmonton. And they lost a faceoff, gave up the tying goal, and lost in overtime. But you look at the Atlantic standings, I mean, they're kind of shaping up now the way most expected, minus Boston, man. It's still crazy to believe
18
that.
And 3.
Dude, they're 12-0 at home.
They haven't lost at home.
They haven't lost a home game yet.
It's
and I remember
something
when
special.
When I played in junior for the Erie Otters, the year before we won the OHL championship, we actually had a way better team. And we went that whole season with one home loss all year. All year.
Like how many games are we talking? Like 30?
I think there was 62 games. So, yeah, 30 plus. We had one home loss all year. Like, you came to our place, you knew you were getting destroyed.
Just a dummy.
That's how good our team was. We finished first in the standings. And then, like, when Plymouth was still in the OHL, for some reason, Plymouth had our number. Pete DeBoer was the coach of the Plymouth Whalers.
Of course.
Like, no matter how good, in my 4 years there, no matter how good or how bad we were or they were, every time we played Plymouth, they had our number. We could not beat them. We played them in the second round. They beat us. They upset us in the second round. The following year, we were a good team, just not as good. Like, we wouldn't put up record numbers. And luckily for us, we finished second in the conference. Plymouth finished first in the conference. Plymouth got upset by London Knights, led by Rick Nash in the first round as the 8th seed.
Wow, that was a sick team.
And that's what allowed us. We played, so now because we won our first series, we were the 2nd seed. We played London. Remember that famous goal of me running down the board, scoring the overtime goal? Because I scored the overtime clinching series goal in game 6 against the London Knights. Ultimately, that series helped catapult us to the OHL championship that year.
That's a great story.
Dude, Plymouth Whalers, Rick we could Nash. Not beat them. We
Rick Nash in London. Them. So many great London Knights over the years. And I went to school in London, so I have somewhat of an affinity for the London Knights. I kind of covered them for the Western Gazette.
Dude, the party we threw
Kadri Tavares
in Erie when London upset Plymouth, because we knew once Plymouth was out, there was nobody stopping us. Nobody stopping us. And the fact that London did it, Dennis Weidman was on that team. I'm trying to think of who other NHLers were on that team.
Corey Perry, that was before.
I think Boland was on that team.
That was after, that would have been before Corey
Perry. Perry was on that team.
Corey Perry was on that team, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
how I hated Corey Perry in junior.
Obviously.
In junior, oh my God.
I'm sure he was like Cal Clutterbuck hitting you in the corner.
An amazing career. Yeah, he's probably going to be
a Hall of Fame player, no doubt. Frankie Corrado, a Hall of Fame guest. He'll join us in 15 minutes. And on the other side, I'll tell you how to win a pair of tickets to see Bert Kreischer in concert in Toronto next week. That's next on First Up.